You are listening to the Essence of Change podcast, a conversation where transformation happens, with your co-hosts Omar Ben Musa and Dr. Keith Blevins. Here is the seventh episode.
Hi, and welcome everyone to a new episode of the Essence of Change podcast with my co-host Dr. Keith Blevins. And today's topic is the right place to look for healing. What a topic. I would love to briefly mention why we choose this topic, me and Dr. Keith, today, is because we've noticed that a lot of us really look in the wrong direction for healing. And when we do this, we create an illusionary separation, as if something outside of us could really need fixing or need a technique to deal with that, or need something that we don't have to deal with whatever that is, whatever, if it's stress or trauma or depression, or we could include all mental illnesses. And what occurred to me is that we all do this innocently from time to time, and we try to fix our mood or our, when we feel in a really dark place, or when we are not feeling good. Everything seems to us as if it needs fixing, that there is something wrong with us. I mean, for most of my life, before coming across the three principles or before coming across the self-development world, I thought that something was broken inside of me and I need to fix that. And so all what I did and all my attention and focus shifted to fixing me. Maybe if I read this book, I'll be, happier. If I go to this course, I'll, heal those wounds that I've been experiencing since my childhood. And when I came across the Inside Out Understanding, what I've noticed is that I was actually going even further from where the answer lies. And so what I've seen is that there is nothing I could do to fix me, because there is nothing to fix in the first place. And I cannot really fix something that doesn't need fixing. And so the right place to look for healing is really turning back inward and really getting in touch, or touching base with that space within us where healing resides, where all these beautiful feelings we are looking for outside resides. It's already there within us. And no technique is required. No therapy is required, really, to get in touch with that. And so when a human being wake up to the fact that they have already what they need within them to feel good and to feel better and to enjoy life and to be present, that's what we call an awakening. That's what I call what you call the ego collapses around a certain subject. I thought that I need to do something about fixing me, and then all of a sudden you realize, oh my god, well, I've been fixing my whole life. I've been wasting my whole life trying to fix something that doesn't even need fixing. And so It's quite shocking for the intellect, but it makes pure sense beyond the intellect, because that space that we touch in is really not of this world. It's beyond this world. It's beyond time. And it trumps time. Like, we don't need time to heal. All what is required is understanding how we function and how our experience is formed. So what do you think, Keith, about today's topic? and then what's hidden.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. I think, and I see you, when I see you working with people, I see you, Matt, you know that, you know it. And so you communicate to people as regards to that. And that is a reminder of this, you could say a true paradigm or a truth that there is, because there is a formless energy before time, space, and matter. And these principles provide us a link. And everyone has that link to that formless energy via these principles. And so when you talk from the knowledge of those principles, there's a oneness that is palpable to you and to the listener, becomes palpable to the listener. So there's a oneness that is the experience of this truth, and that's it. It's so utterly simple that it's that's what everybody's looking for. But like you said, we not knowing or being in that truth, we think there's something broken, there's something wrong with me, something's out of whack, there's an insecurity, there's a fear. And so we search, and that just further leads us into the wrong direction. So when I see people working with you, and you working with them, and you knowing that it's a kind of a, I don't know if it's a slippery truth or a, it's not really slippery, but it's so utterly simple that you can't really figure it out even. You just share it, and it, because it's not yours to own, it's the way it works. It's the way the universe works. It's the way people work in relationship to the universe. And so these principles link us to this. They're the missing link. And when I watch you talk, I watch you think, I watch you do this podcast with me too, I see you not you refusing to go to the outside. You're not an outside counselor. You're not an outside presenter. You turn your back on that. And so you could say from above, or you look to this, you know, this formless energy exists. It really exists. And you know, you're tied to it. And you know that because of that tie, there's no separation between the physical and the spiritual. You live in that feeling of that certainty, and that warrants your words. It informs your words, and it informs what you're saying. And so, and I think people begin to resonate with that. Like they see you doing that, This is just an old image that somebody told me about. I don't know if it's actually scientifically true, but I think it probably is. They said if you go into a room full of guitars and you pluck a G string on one guitar, that all the other G strings in the whole room will, however imperceptibly, will vibrate because they're attuned to that frequency, and there's a resonance. So I see you when you're talking, and I see people listening, they find that resonance because it's a true resonance. It's not from you, it's from your connection to this formless energy. And so and because that formless energy is one, it's one for every person on the planet all the time, but for their thinking that it's not. And you know that. And they, somewhere inside of them, they know that too. And that heals. When that resonance happens, the healing is a healing of a correction of beliefs, concepts, problems, issues, hang-ups, fears, doubts, jealousies, all those misunderstandings in that understanding are neutralized. They have to be because they're not true. They're just misunderstanding. So the knowledge, as we would say, when you find true knowledge, it places you in a state of love and true understanding. And that's the opposite of problems and dualities and issues that are not, those are all just phenomena that are not really, they're paradigm debris. They're not true paradigm debris. And that's why, you know, people can heal from anything, because it's not from all of their problems. So all of their suffering needlessly is all canceled. Not by you, but by the nature of how the principles work to provide for us. Like, it's like the universe has our back for a non-problem based life.
This is just beautiful what you just said, Keith. What I would love to share is, you know, like we have the wrong meaning of healing, especially when it comes to like, you know, trauma and, you know, and psychological illnesses. Like for me, it's not something deep in us that is wounded, like it needs time to heal, like a scar. It's really just having an insight around what you think you need, because what I think I need is not what I actually need. Mm-hmm. It's just beyond me, and when I reconnect to truth, that healing that we call healing is just it's a knowledge, it's an understanding that takes me beyond what I think I need, because I cannot really figure this out, and people cannot really figure this out as well. And so, you know, like you mentioned that you see me doing that, and like that's like I see you doing that as well, and I see Sydney Banks used to do this. That's when you see someone as you know, a divine being that has this capacity to you know, to generate new thoughts, including pure thought that takes you to that place of healing. It's just magnificent to witness people waking up to that as they stop engaging with what they think is holding them back from quote unquote healing. You know, when they see that, it's like they understand, they get it. And all of a sudden, whatever they were experiencing that they think might be, you know, stopping them from having a normal, beautiful, joyful life, just disappears. And this is a miracle in this world. In for our intellect is miracle, but beyond the intellect is purely normal. It's purely normal and possible for every human being. Because we are it. We are that. And it's just a beautiful knowing that and getting glimpses to this, because it really assures you that nothing can, you know, stop you, or nothing has the grip on you. For you to not have to experience well-being and you know, connectedness and love and
I remember that there's a wonderful quote that I remember Sid said, that I wrote it down and I memorized it because it so pertains exactly to what you just said, that he said that there's nothing, and he just said this like it just poured out of him, like, but you know, that's how it works. Like, these people say wise things and they don't even, because they're attesting to them. So his words were, there's nothing outside that can help you. There's nothing outside that can hurt you, because there is no outside. And I think what you're saying, again, just to say it again, like, by the elimination of the falseness of the outside, there is no outside. That oneness in the moment, emanates. It soothes, it heals, because you quit thinking, you know, because that's the way it is. Damn, I should say it that way. It's just that way. That's just the way it is. And there's a quite a beautiful feeling to that, and a beautiful beyond time, space, and matter-ness to that formless energy. And those are just descriptions of this dynamic, but that's all you can do, is sort of describe the dynamic, and maybe the listener will go beyond the description to the experience, and then healing, miraculous healing, will ensue, because it's you're getting reoriented. You're getting we're all getting a attuned. We're getting attuned to that universal harmony.
I remember the second day of the seminar you were leading with Mamoun Youssef, and like the first day was all, you know, like I was just trying to make sense of what you were talking about and thinking that I know almost everything you're talking about. And trying to analyze and compare, and that was just the wrong way to get impacted or see the essence of change or see what you were trying to convey. And the second day is when I actually started being arrogant and just started listening. Like I listened from a different place. I remember that day because I really fell into a peaceful feeling. I really felt good for no obvious reasons. Like I didn't meditate. I was meditating back then. And I just felt good. Mm. And I deeply knew that it has something to do with what you were talking about, but I didn't know what you were talking about. Mm. I came to the conclusion, like, Omar, just stop the BS here. Like, you don't know what he's talking about. That pulled the trigger to, you know, to looking at this direction of, you know, of healing.
Mm.
And it opened up a new doorway to a world of possibilities and joy and you know, deep connection and fulfillment. Like I still get mad, I still get upset, I still, you know, suffer my thinking, as mentioned in previous episodes. But I deeply know that I am being taken care of, and it's beyond me. And so when I remember that, all of my insecure thinking and my, clogged mind just settled down. And what I'm left with is that feeling of presence of. You know, of pure joy. And so, like, I know that, like, every human being on earth has the capacity to touch base with that space of healing and to live an ordinary life, where you could just feel good and be happy, really.
And you can see to that point, you can see the possibility of that being in a child, being in a refugee, being in a depressed person, being in a an executive that's fearful, because it's universal. Like, you have to, that oneness has to be from original mind, and it can't be tainted or relegated to something else. It doesn't have any values or properties of this world. And Wow.
It's really beautiful when we start getting glimpses of this truth, because it's really opened up a new door, or it makes people have hope that there is something more to what they are experiencing or what they are suffering. And I remember the first person I shared this story a few times. The first person I shared this understanding with, a lady that I met in a park in London, and she was suffering. She was bipolar, and we were having a stroll and talking, and I was sharing with her this understanding, and she mentioned like some horrible stuff that happened with her, and one of this stuff is that she got abused by a person, I asked her a simple question. I told her, like, have you ever thought to forgive this guy? And I only knew this recently when I interviewed her in one of my podcasts. She told me that I didn't take you seriously before until you asked me this question. And so what happened is that I saw her really relaxing to, yeah, you know, to what's possible. She really saw something in that conversation that really triggered. She really got in touch with the essence of change, and she healed. Like, few days later, she texted me like, I feel so happy. I haven't felt this way since long time. My heart is so open. I want to spend Easter with my family. I want to speak with my priest and tell him what happened to me. Thank you very much. You're a great coach, blah, blah, blah. And I remember I got insecure because, like, I was like, what did I tell her that triggered this? So I can see it more and more and more.
Right.
I mean, I wish it was a magic formula, a magic phrase that you could say and people hear, but it's not working this way. It's really just seeing like that what we are really suffering is our thinking, like what we are holding onto. And that thinking in of itself is nothing. It changes. It's temporary. And when we see that, like, we don't see the need to do anything about that. And so we leave space for pure thought to come and guide us to a better places and better feelings. And that's where I see healing happens, looking in the right direction and not in the wrong direction, thinking that it's because of this guy that I'll be suffering my whole life. And she saw that, you know, she forgave the guy. She let go of her thinking about, like, you know, about what happened. And so a new experience and new perspective, or like, now she sees life completely different. And many other people that's experienced, you know, like stories of how they experienced, you know, healing. It's really up for grabs to every human being on earth. And there are no exceptions. I think this is a good place to end this beautiful conversation. Thank you, Keith. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you are a coach, therapist, counselor, psychologist, nurse, change agent, or someone who helps people psychologically, Ego misunderstandings will lead you to becoming desperate and needy for clients, struggling in your relationships, struggling in ways with your own thinking, not intuitively knowing what to do when you meet a potential client or what to do to help the person in front of you during a session, falling into the training trap thinking you need more and more training to solve your thinking problems and your client's thinking problems, getting stuck on an intellectual level of the three principles understanding. For this reason, Dr. Blevins and Omar have created the Scientific Psychology of the Future program to help you with these misunderstandings and much, much more. If you think this program could be right for you and you are serious about transforming your practice, then please schedule a call with Omar Ben Musa on www.omarbenmusa.com/tspotf.